السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب, hope you are in the best of health this morning. May Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat and good health and success in all your programs in the coming days. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala bless you and make your safar mubarak. Mufti sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa ala salim kareem. Ameen, ameen, ameen to all the du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 13th of Shawwal 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 33, Suratul Ahzab, and verses 62 to 65. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla informs us, Sunnatullahi alladhi fil ladhina khalaw min qabl. Sometimes Almighty Allah speaks of His mercy, how He, Almighty Allah, forgives people. Chapter 39, verse 53, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never become disillusioned in the mercy of Almighty Allah. Never despair in the mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Verily Almighty Allah forgives all the sins. That is the prerogative of Almighty Allah Jalla wala exclusively. So sometimes Almighty Allah speaks about His punishment. So Almighty Allah is informing us, Sunnatullah, the system of Almighty Allah, fil ladhina khalaw, regarding the nations and the generations who came and went away, khalaw min qabl, before. If they were believing from the inner recesses of the heart in the message and the messengers and so forth, then for them that was the supreme success. And if they rejected the message or the messengers, then there was disaster and everlasting doom and gloom. So one is sunnatullah, husband-wife meet, and then the wife falls pregnant, and thereafter, remember, she gives birth, and so forth. That is the system of Almighty Allah. Qudratullah, Almighty Allah's absolute power, authority, majesty. So Almighty Allah created him, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, Adam. Peace be upon him, without a father, mother. Almighty Allah created Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, without an intervention of an father. So all this is Qudrat ka karishma, the manifestation of the absolute power of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. So Hamas standing there for 6 months and more, 200 days. So what will you say? You will say Qudratullah, the power of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. So that is what we must learn. وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا. And nobody can ever change the system of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Always the sun will rise from the east and set in the west. Yes, before the day of Qiyamah, the sun will rise from the west. That is Qudratullah, the power of Almighty Allah. Does Dubai, the UAE, MBZ, the Harami and Murtad, he went to Fadl with the clouds, went to fiddle with the rain, and Allah Ta'ala in few hours decimated, destroyed the whole of Dubai. So you see, that is Qudratullah, the power of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So when Almighty Allah unleashes his punishment, he is showing us his Qudrat, his power. In split seconds, I'll destroy you and decimate you, whether you're America, whether you're Russia, whether you're America, whether you are the whoever, you must remember the Arab tenpot dictators. وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا. The system of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla will never ever change, nor today nor tomorrow. Allah has his own system. Human being can try what they want to. Today they speak about Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, Adam and Eve. Show me if Adam and Steve get together and who will give birth. So therefore, there in Uganda, one couple, they got them guilty, Adam and Steve. They asked them, what is the sentence? He said, the sentence is you stay there in prison, in jail, till one of you give birth. Then you sit there quietly. You see that? So that was a good judge. He knew exactly what he's doing. So it's the system of Allah. So people say that you're always speaking about the day of justice, the day of judgment. يَسْأَلُكَ النَّاسُ عَنِ السَّاعَةِ. And the people are asking you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about the final day, the day of justice, the day of judgment. قُلْ, say, Ya Rasulullah, O Prophet Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, إِنَّمَا, إِنَّمَا فَحَسَرْ إِنْ قَسَرْ. إِنَّمَا إِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. The knowledge of the sa'a, the final day, is only, you see, إِنَّمَا, only, exclusively. Chapter 9, verse 60, Almighty Allah speaks about the recipients of zakat. So chapter 9, verse 60, 8 different categories, إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَاهِ. Only these 8 categories are entitled to receive zakat, and they must be Muslim. قُلْ سَيَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. إِنَّمَا, exclusively, إِلْمُهَا, the knowledge of it, إِنَّ اللَّهِ, is by Almighty Allah. وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ لَعَلَّ السَّاعَةَ تَكُونُ قَرِيبًا. Many people think Qiyamah, the day of justice, is million, billion years away. Learn one jewel, Imam Bukhari rahimahullah mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Sufyan bin Uyayna, al-Imam al-Shafi'i's teacher, used to say, when Almighty Allah states, وَمَا أَدَرَاكَ, Almighty Allah gives you the answer. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. And what is لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ? لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. The night of majesty, the night of destiny, is better, greater, superior than 1,000 months. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْقَارِعَةُ. What is that disaster? نَارُ نَحَامِيَةٍ. The blazing fire. الْحَاقَةُ مَا الْحَاقَةُ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحَاقَةُ. So where it is mentioned in the past tense, Almighty Allah mentions the answer in the Noble Quran. But here in this text and context, it is mentioned, وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ, and what will make you understand and give you the knowledge, Ya Rasulullah, there Almighty Allah does not mention the answer. Because the knowledge is solely, only, exclusively by Almighty Allah. This you call the beauty, the glory, the style, the diction of the Noble Quran. لَعَلَّ السَّاعَةَ تَكُونُ قَرِيبًا. O human being, ordinary mortals like me and you, we are sinners, transgressors, that the sa'a, the day of justice, it will happen in a split second. لَا تَعْتِيكُمْ إِلَّا بَغْدًا. It will come to you suddenly. تَكُونُ قَرِيبًا. Will be much, much nearer than you are assuming and presuming. That إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. They think it's very, very far, million, million years, but we know it's very, very near. You see, just now before I started my program, I heard Siddiqui Beti, Siddiqa. That was how we started Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, with the mercy of Almighty Allah, with the wasila and barakah and blessing of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam, and the capital group. Allah reward them, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and the whole team. And we started in Trichad by my niece's house and so forth. Allah reward Mona Ismail Osman, his parents and everybody and family. So 6 years ago, Siddiq Al-Adli, Siddiq Beti, Siddiq Sahibzadi, and to protect the honor of every Sahabi and companion, and Siddiq and Siddiqa, who are the main targets of the Kuffar Shia. So that is what we must understand, that we must prepare in this world for the year after. And Hazrat Allama bin Nuri Rahimahullah, when he came to Newcastle, and Darulum Newcastle was about to start in 1973, he told Maulana Sema Rahimahullah, our principal, teach the mere boys and the men, tell Mishkat Sharif, inku jalli jalli fari karo, rijal paida karo, kiyamat bahut qareeb hai. Hazrat Allama Yusuf bin Nuri, how many years ago? 50 years ago plus, said in 72-73 when he came and told Maulana Qasim Sema, they teach the students till Mishkat Sharif, let them go in the different places and teach the people. Qiyamah is very, very near. And remember, he told South Africa then, if you know and you ask the old people, a big trouble is awaiting you here in South Africa. And 76, the riots in Soweto took place, those of you who remember. Almighty Allah created us for success, but some people think that they are too clever and they want to reject Almighty Allah, Allah forbid. They want to reject Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was, who is, who will always be the last and final messenger. And remember, or they reject the Quran Sharif, the noble Quran, or they reject the articles of faith. Inna Allah la'ana al-kafirin. Verily, Almighty Allah has cursed the non-Muslims, whatever denomination they might be. Cursing means Allah deprived them of rahmat e khasa, his special mercy. The general mercy, they eating, drinking, sleeping, that's the general mercy. But the special mercy, they deprived of it. Wa adda lahum sa'ira, already prepared for them the blazing fire. Khalidina fiha abada. The word abada is mentioned. They will dwell and stay there in that hellfire, furnace, inferno, and abada. Da, everlasting doom and gloom. Allahumma ajirna min an-nar. Ya Allah, save us from Jahannam. They'll be roasted and toasted every day. Allah protect us. Allah mahfazna min. La yajiduna waliya wala nasira. There is no protector, no helper, nobody. You see, here in this world, you get caught up, you have barristers, lawyers, advocates, attorneys. So there, nobody to help us. So therefore, O woman being, O Muslim, study Islam and remove the jaundice in your eyes, and inshallah you will realize that Islam is the best. And remember, we want to share it with the rest, otherwise these are the consequences. For those people who are sane and mature, may Almighty Allah keep us with Iman and Islam, and make our death with Iman and Islam, and make that the best day in our life. Allahu اجعل خير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه. Oh Allah Azza wa Jalla, make that day, the day we meet you, the best day in our life. See, our brother Adil Nurbai, he passed away also. We know Hafiz Muhammad Dokrat passed away in the tragic accident. So Adil also passed away. Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. Allah grant his parents, his family members, all of them Sabre Jameel. A double disaster day in Newcastle. Allah Jalla Wala grant all the families, the grandparents, parents, all of them Sabre Jameel. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hey, you jutlas, haramis, Zionist shaitans, O Lord of Iblis, listen nicely. Day number 200, Gaza genocide, 13 of Shawwal. The Haaretz newspaper writes, I read all of it last night in the Q&A program, 10 own goals by the Israeli regime. Not me, not AK saying it. The Haaretz said it. I sent it out on all the groups. I sent it out, you must remember, there on my Telegram account. We will put it on all our websites, inshallah. And what a beautiful analysis they made. I will just tell you two or three. They said that over hundreds and hundreds, maybe 900, just under 1,000 according to the Haaretz newspaper, soldiers killed, thousands and thousands of them injured. What you say now, Jutlas? We are Hamas, remember that. We say our masked martyrs go to Jannah and paradise, and you go straight to Jahannam and straight to the hellfire, roasted, toasted haramis. And that is what Quran taught you now, chapter 33, verse 64, verse 65. You tarnish the image of Israel nationally, globally, internationally. The hostages have become no more a priority. So you have called 10 plagues. They called it 10 plagues for the Israeli regime. So I just joined it to resonate with you 10 own goals. So you must remember that. Israel are masters, Jutlas are masters. When they speak with the folk tongue. They told the world, you know what? That this UNRWA, that these people, United Nations, the Relief and Work Agency, that they infiltrated by Hamas and so forth, these idiots, these Western countries, America, others pulled back their assistance. Now they realize it was all propaganda and lies. Israel could not substantiate what they said as normal, and now the United Nations demolished the Israeli propaganda. 13 arrested, you must remember, there you must remember in Gaza and all these type of things. So these types, you must remember, that is, you know, every day they're arresting, every day they're killing people and so forth. Israel's top military spy resigns. You see what's happening? That the top guys are resigning, humiliated, disgraced. That is what Allah has said. Duribat alayhimu zilla. Allah has stamped upon them disgrace. So they had a big meeting in their Passover. Passover is their celebration, that when they were given freedom, liberation from Pharaoh and Egypt and so forth, the Exodus took place. So remember that. So they had a big celebration. But they were in a somber mood because they placed empty chairs, 100 chairs, 150 chairs for the hostages and so forth. Secretary of State of America, Blinken, another war criminal, Harami Jutla. So he was cornered. They told him, Blinken, you and your American regime, that you are guilty, remember, of double standards. For Ukraine, you say something else, and the same thing happens here. Who invaded Ukraine? Russia. Straight away, you all did A, B, C, X, Y, Z. Who invaded Palestine? Israel, the squatters, invaders, haramis, one settler, one bullet. But you support them all the time. And not only support them, you vetoed everything on three occasions there, the United Nations. You vetoed the state of Palestine, but you are disgraced and humiliated everywhere you go. Biden can't put his face anywhere besides his posterior. So remember that. Now listen to the former president, Trump. Trump and Stormy Daniels. Stormy Daniels, the porn star, sleeping with 100 men, Allah alone knows how many. So remember, so now he's in big trouble. You see, Trump thought he was overconfident. He said, me, I can catch any woman. You see, that nobody can touch me. And then when 2016 elections taking place, then before that he slept with this lady. They paid hush money. They covered everything up, cooked up the books, as they say. Now the chickens are coming home to roost, and all the secrets are coming out. Stormy, you created a big storm. The GOP is in big trouble. You know the GOP. the grand old party, the other name for the Republican Party. So, but they don't have any candidate besides Trump. Trump slaughters them, and that side they got Biden. So Trump can look after his personal rifle, and Biden can look after supplying rifles to Israel. Both haramis, if you ask me. So if I'm an American and I'm going to vote, I will vote for that Kennedy Jr. They'll tell both these parties you'll go to hell. So you vote, you American Muslims, use your brains, little bird. Tell them Republicans, Democrats, go to hell. You'll vote anti-Islam and vote Muslim. So we'll vote for Kennedy Jr. At least little bit sympathy he will have, you know. So that will I advise to you Americans. Iran and the morality police, they're imposing upon the Iranian women, they must wear the scarf and headgear and so forth, and they're clamping down. So the women say this is a war upon the women there against the women in Iran, and big problems. Haiti, Port-au-Prince, absolute chaos. It's cut off from the rest of the country because of the gangs and they're running around. So imagine a whole country and held hostage by gangs and gang violence. My brother, yeah, Muhammad Khan, he's got the filling station. I was with him. We came back from Salat. Phone call came. Taxi violence took place there by his garage. Then one guy came. He shot the taxi owner dead. Finish and clear. End of the story. See? So in our own country, they just pull the gun and shoot him dead. They must remember this type of thing. So now there's 2 days ago, 3 days ago, Putin sends Jews a message for Passover. He says, hey, Jutlas, 150,000 plus minus quarter million, you hear? We wish you well, but you don't interfere. You interfere, we will send you in the box back to Israel. Telegram, a big problem for Ukraine. You guys must get on to Telegram. I'm on Telegram, and mashallah, many people are joining, I see. I can see the amount of people. So mashallah, you don't want anybody to know you join. It's a secret between me and you. So you join my Telegram account. Everything you will get, nobody will tell you all these things. So Ukraine doesn't know because how to censor it. All their secrets are coming out. American secrets are coming out. The Russian secrets are coming out. Everybody's secrets are coming out. Russia destroys the TV tower in Ukraine. And remember, Putin, I like you. You're a big harami. In this time, we must remember, we need some haramis to do the job. So you demolish them. Any person harms American interest and Israel's interest, it can be an atheist harami also, we will support him. Iran accepts Russian credit cards. See, both shaitans. Iran shaitan, that is Shia kuffar. And Russia, we know Russia. So I went to all these countries also with Allah's help. But very safe. One thing I'll tell you. You go to Iran, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock at night, you can walk. Nobody will touch you. Russia, same thing. That taxi guy, I don't know, it took him 1.5 hours or so there to get me to the smart hotel, 5-star hotel, opposite the big Jummah Masjid, 100,000 people can fit in that masjid, 250,000 come for Eid and so forth, 5-story building. So anyway, cut long story short, so they gave me a phone there at the airport, you know, and I had to pay. So then I said, hey, let me phone, they got one emergency number. So the lady picked up. I said, this taxi guy, we're sitting in a taxi, 1.5 hours. I don't know if he's taking us to the right place or wrong place. She said, give him the phone, the driver. I gave him. They spoke in Russian, we don't understand. That guy was crying like a baby and he's looking at me. You understood? I don't know where he wanted to take us. But so long, then after 5 minutes, 10 minutes, we were in a hotel, you know. So you see, it's very safe, whether you go Russia, whether you go Iran, this place, not like South Africa. So you see, I tell you about South Africa just now. Sunak, you better go to India. You're in big trouble. Sunak, or the Indian, but you see, Prime Minister in Britain, he says in 12 weeks' time or so, that the flight will start to Rwanda and so forth. They're going to send the asylum seekers there. The opposition call it a election stunt and so forth. America, Can you believe this? The vast University of Columbia, the Yale University, all are becoming pro-Palestinian. The Jutlas are shouting, screaming, anti-Semite, anti-Semite. I say, go to hell. We heard that story before. We're not buying it. They say, Holocaust, Holocaust. We say, go to hell. We're not buying that story of your 6 million. So America, the demographics are changing. You better wake up, people. And now they're all siding with Palestine. They might not side with Hamas, but deciding with Palestine. So that is our own goal. Your international standing is gone, finished, kaput, Israel. I told you, inshallah, in my lifetime, that is the dua we make. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabi. Ya Allah, you decimate America, you decimate Israel. Let the dollar fall and let America fall, and Israel must collapse. See our own country. What a circus and comedy. You know, if I could write, you know, like the Majlis or something, I should have written a whole book on this. Yeah, in Gauteng, so what they want to do, election stunt, right? They want to have mobile showers. So we ask them, you're using our money for mobile showers, who the hell is going to benefit? They say, all these sleepy Joe sleeping in the street and all that. They will like catch a taxi and they got 4, 4, 5, 5 cubicles, they'll jump in and out and catch. But the guys don't have other clothes. So what they going to do? They want food, they don't want a shower. And this type of, you ask them how much it is, they say, don't worry. Now I'm asking you, ANC are masters in scoring own goals, hopeless, useless. See, again they lost the court case, ANC. MK Zuma, Zuma, they say he's Yaqub Juma. You see, we're going to make him Sulman. So anyway, so Jacob, what he, again he's laughing. He beat the ANC again. First they said Zuma can't be there on the, his snap can't be there, photo, whatever, on the ballot. So he won the case. Then they said they can't use the logo, MK, Mkhonto Sizwe, whatever you want to call it. That's peer and that. So again, they won the court case. ANC doesn't know what to do. Zuma is winning the court cases and we're losing. And we're losing the public image and confidence in us. We lost confidence in you long time. From 94, I lost confidence in you. I knew you couldn't run a country. 30 years. Absolute disaster. That's what we see. 11 to 12, you must remember, is bliss of marriage. 1 to 2 will be tafsir of the noble Quran. Make dua, see Kudrat ka karishma, and look at the moon tonight in its glory. Laylatul Badr, tonight will be the 14th night, you must remember. So that night, 14th night, you call it Laylatul Badr. 200 days Hamas, standing and firm. Harid say, they are stronger than ever, and we are weak, you see. So we're losing the battle. So Hamas, Hani and Lakum, we stand with you, we cry with you, and we say victory is ours. Nasrum min Allah wa fathun qareeb. So that is our message to Hamas on day 200. Mawlana Salim Karim, we have I nearly said 200 minutes. We have 15 minutes left. Inshallah, 15 minutes left. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, I started wearing the Afghan turbans and someone told me this is considered Libasu Shura. What does this mean?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Quran Kareem tells us, "Wa libasu taqwa dhalika khair." That the clothing of taqwa and piety, that's the best. So libasu shura, the clothing, you must remember that the shura wears. You know, if you go to Iran, I don't know if you're aware of this. So when Khomeini's grandson invited me, Khomeini is on top, and then his son Ahmed, they both buried there. I went there also. I told them they could far, I can't go there. So then the taxi guy Zari got a shock, you know. I say, hey, take me that side there, I'll go read Salat there. These people are not Muslim. So you got Khomeini, then you got Ahmed and Ahmed's son. So Khomeini's grandson. So he invited me. He say he want to speak to me. I say, hey, let's to be Haris in Alalik. Like, I don't want to meet you. They got a shock, you know. So anyway, what I want to tell you is this. This is their concept. So they in Iran, if they wear white turbans, so they are like, you know, students. And if they wear black turban and they wear it in a certain style, like So they are called the Sadat. They, according to them, so whether if to me it's propaganda and fabrication, they say they belong to Alun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They belong to the family of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what we call Sayyid and Sadat and so forth. So similarly, if you go to Afghanistan, you study the Taliban and so forth, so those, the upper elite and so forth, the way it's slightly different and so forth. So they are turbans and that, so that is called the Shura, the Consultative Committee and so forth. So very good. So you must carry on wearing it, mashallah, is a sign of taqwa and piety, inshallah.
Uftisab, is it permissible to go into a partnership with a non-Muslim selling groceries?
Yesterday in Q&A we answered that question. Nevertheless, I'll repeat it, and you, the previous question, chapter 42 of the Noble Quran is called Surah to Shura, consultation, mutual consultation. The easy answer is this. You must remember chapter 38, verse 24, as I mentioned in detail last night's Q&A with Mawlana Khalid Yaqub. وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنَ الْخُلَطَاءِ, verily that majority of the partners, لَيَبْغِي بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ, they will oppress one another. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, except those who have true iman, and they continue with righteous deeds, وَقَلِيلٌ, and they are few. Ma hum ma ibhamiya li taqid al qilla, and that means extremely, extremely few. So Islam is allowing partnership but discouraging it. With non-Muslim, not permissible. They will want their interest, they will want their wine, they will want their swine. What you know what they're going to do and so forth. And a lady on top of it, definitely not permissible.
Of this up. Community wants to put a Palestinian flag on the masjid or the masjid fence. Is it permissible? Committee says not allowed.
Yesterday we answered that also. Judith Mota, all these questions should have been deleted, but nevertheless not permissible. Quran Kareem states, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. There in the masjid property to put Palestine. You see, we must not let our emotions get the better of us and override the Sharia. Quran says the masajid belongs to Almighty Allah alone. So don't call with Almighty Allah others. Today you put Palestinian flag. Tomorrow one Saudi chamcha will tell you, I want to put the Saudi flag. Other chamcha will tell you, I want to put, you must remember, the flag of Haman's Kraal or South Africa. Who are you to stop? So you must remember, not permissible. You want to do, put in your own house and all that, no problem. You must remember. So, but masjid, we mustn't allow these things.
Mufti Saab, my uncle is not well and is stubborn to see the doctor. He can't hear and can't see, doesn't want to get glasses or fix his eyes. He can't hear and don't want to see someone for help. When we tell him, he shouts, does he get sin for abusing Allah's bounties? Give him some advice, I can tell him.
Hear no evil, see no evil. So that's what he's practicing. He says, now my time is up and so forth. So finish. Leave him. So to take the dawi, to take medication when you are like that, and you feel that there's no sin upon him, so you must just comfort him and so forth. He's reached his age of where he's senile, or where he's difficult, he's hard on hearing, hard on seeing, hard on speaking, whatever it is. So in a case like that, you, the family, just make life comfortable for him. Read Surah Fatiha and blow on him. Read 7 times, everyone. Give out charity on his behalf. You, the family, the collective, read La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin, and that's chapter number 21 and verse number, you must remember, 87. So in the Quran Sharif, and thereafter Dawu maradakum bi sadaqa, give out charity, cash your kind to poor people, ya Allah. His condition seems to be, according to the question, bad, and now it's getting worse, it's deteriorating. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't go into an argument with him. You must go doctor, you must take this medicine. Just leave him, finish. So you must remember, ya Allah, Allahumma in kanatil hayatu khayran lahu. Ya Allah, if life is better, fa ahyihi, give him life. Wa in kanatil wafatu khayran lahu, fatawaffahu. And if death is better, ya Allah, give him death. So that is what Islam teaches in those circumstances and those situations.
Is it permissible to read Quran while sitting in a bayan?
Remember that if you're sitting in the bayan and you don't understand the language, for example, Sheikh Yunus bin Tunis, he's hitting the headlines in South Africa. He's coming here to the Istima in Lanesia. So I hope he's one of the main speakers, inshallah. I hope they put him Saturday night so we can all hear him, you know. So anyway, so now he's speaking in Arabic, and then they'll have Maulana, I don't know who, Katani or somebody to translate. So now, while they're speaking Arabic and you don't understand Arabic, so you say, let me read Quran, so it's permissible. Or they're translating English and you only know Urdu or Arabic, so you read, it's permissible. But best is, either you read Quran Sharif and don't get distracted by anything else, or best is you just listen to the bayan and lecture. Don't try and combine both, unless, as I told you, but best is not to do that. Remember, when we read Quran Sharif, our focus should be on the Quran. وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. Read the Quran Sharif slowly, slowly, not rushing through it. How people do in Ramadan is not Taraweeh, it's Farari, you see. So that is wrong, that's not permissible.
If you make only the first parts of wuzu, can you recite Quran and make salah with it?
Remember that if there's shortage of water or there is water shedding and so, then it's different. But you make it a habit like that and you omit the sunnah deliberately, intentionally, you get the sin for that. Quran Sharif tells us this. Surah 24, Surah Nur, verse 63. فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ أَمْرِهِ. Beware those people who oppose the command and teaching, preaching of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to see bahum fitna, such a calamity, disaster will fall upon you. Or you see bahum adabun alim, or they'll be afflicted with a painful punishment. Dubai say what? Sunnah, sunnah. They discarded everything from the top. Allah gave them such a punishment, billion, trillion dollars finished, gone. So that is Allah forbid. But once in a while, circumstances and so forth, and you just make first wudu, you did that, then you can touch the Quran Sharif and you can read Salat and so forth. But remember, you musafir or something like that. So that is different. But you make it a habit, remember, it's a major, major sin. So it's not permissible that.
If Mufti Sahib says that Maulana A.S. Desai Sahib is right regarding the Hajj seminar, then why does Mufti Sahib still go to it? And Mufti Sahib sends all Majlis articles out on the group, but why did Mufti Sahib not send the Hajj seminar once out?
MashaAllah, you following me, yeah? So you must remember, I sent Hazrat Maulana two emails to thank him. You must remember, you'll see, you'll love half quoting and half just to excitement, you see. So that is what you'll do. I tell you, I don't send out everything of Majlis. What he wrote against Hamas or Palestine, I never sent it out. Go see. I never sent it out. Where he said it's punishment for Palestine, I never sent it out. Go see. All, I never sent it out. So, I agree with Maulana and said, last night I mentioned, I said that there's an issue of medical aid. So, my life, when it comes to Islamic jurisprudence, is between Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib and Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai. Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib say permissible. I have lengthy discussions, so that is our fatwa. Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib Hafizahullah say it's not permissible. I call it taqwa and piety. So the choice is yours. So I say that what Hazrat Maulana wrote about the Hajj seminar is correct. I also condemn it. I condemn human coming on air. Do I condemn it or not? You're listening to me for 23 years. So you must remember. Do I condemn? You must remember that TV and all these actors and scholars for dollars. So I also condemn it. So you must remember this. So we don't mean if Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai said something that I must agree with it. Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad were the greatest students of Imam Abu Hanifa. On one third of the Masail, they differed with their respected teacher, but they loved their teacher. So I will differ. I will differ with Hazrat Mufti Riza Ul-Haq on certain issues. I will differ with Mawlana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib on certain issues. But we all have our dalail and our proof and so forth and so on. So therefore, you must remember ma'al ihtiram. But we have the highest love and greatest respect for them and so forth. So I will just give my lecture and I'll come back and remember that everybody knows my stance. What is wrong? When I was in CII, I used to say openly that CII is not 100% Sharia compliant. They got 101 things that are against Islam. So I'll say that for all the stations almost, you must remember that we will say that what they are doing is not right. And we say it on air. So it's not something we want to hide or something. But you are lying when you say, I send out everything of Majlis. No. On things that I don't agree absolutely with him, I don't send it out. Point in case, show me once where he wrote an article against Hamas and Palestine and said it's punishment for them, and I sent it out. I didn't send it out. So you must remember this thing. Yes, what I agree with him, I'll send it out to millions of people I can. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alam. And if it's against the scholars for dollars, we'll send it out more, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, I sell electronics in my store. Is it permissible to sell TVs also?
Not permissible. You know what is the TV. وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْأُدْوَانِ. And do not cooperate in sin and transgression. I'm asking you, be honest. One is the CCTV. You see, that this is this, what you call, closed-circuit TV. For security, that even the old, the madrasas, darul ulums, I also got here. For security purposes, remember. So that we got no problem with it. But that is not the main purpose of it. The main purpose is what? Is the movies, is the pornography, is the glorification of alcohol, gay business, lesbian, cheat on your husband, cheat on your wife, and all that. You must live it up, wine, dine, and swine, and so forth. So how can that ever be justified? The law of Quran, when they ask you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yas'alunaka anil khamri wal maisir, they ask you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about alcohol, and they ask you about gambling. So قُلْ فِيهِمَا إِثْمٌ كَبِيرٌ وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ وَإِثْمُهُمَا أَكْبَرُ مِنْ نَفْعِهِمَا. So that's the law in Islam, where the harm and the damage is much, much more compared to the benefit. Okay, I stretch it a bit. I say TV, there's 5%. You must say 1%. That also maybe. But let's just stretch it. We say 5% benefit. 95% disaster for everybody. So TikTok now, yesterday I heard the news, they said they're going to impose fines on TikTok because the children are getting addicted to TikTok. You see that? So you must remember that people are addicted to these things here. So how can we as Muslims promote it and say, no, it's permissible to buy it and sell it? It's not permissible. Finish. End of the story. And that previous question, this is our generosity to you, the listeners. I could tell Mo Salim Kareem, and I never do that. You can ask him. Molana, all these kind of questions come, you mustn't ask. Simple, we should just hide the question. We give you the opportunity to ask any question you want. We got nothing to hide. We are transparent. We're not like you and other stations and that. You put everything under the table and hide. We have to come and expose you when you violate the Sharia and so forth. I mean, let us be honest about these issues. We give you the opportunity to ask. And we'll give you the answer also. That is Alhamdulillah.
Mufti Sahib, if a non-Muslim leaves cash for me in his will, can I accept it?
Remember that, yeah, there are two separate issues. One is Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La yarithul muslimul kafir wal kafirul muslim. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi, Mishkat, Musnad Ahmad and so forth, that a Muslim cannot inherit from a non-Muslim and vice versa. So inheritance is out of the question. You became a Muslim, your parents, everybody non-Muslim. But your father had bequeathed something for you, right? So he's not giving it as inheritance. He's bequeathing something for you. A friend bequeathed something for you. You're not inheriting. He bequeathed for you, so that will be permissible. Like how for me to bequeath for Tom, Dick and Mary, so that will be permissible, maximum 1/3. That is the generosity and magnanimity of Islam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Salaamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh.